Wall Street had the day off today, but despite the lack of charts and numbers to go over, there are a few business stories to tell you about, stories of interest to consumers as well as investors. Coming up, the latest talk of Daimler Chrysler getting rid of Chrysler, and the saga of JetBlue and its stranded customers continues with quite a mea culpa from the company's CEO. But first, a big merger announced today in the satellite radio business, big because it would bring together the only two satellite radio companies, Sirius Satellite Radio, which we should disclose does carry some NPR programs, and XM Radio have decided to stop fighting and join forces. Each service charges subscribers about $13 a month for hundreds of similar channels with music, sports, news, and entertainment. That is aside from shock jock Howard Stern, whose $500 million deal almost single-handedly revived Sirius. Well, both Sirius and XM are adding listeners at a rapid rate, but both are also failing to turn a profit. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us now to sort out what it means for the industry and for listeners. And first, David, why do these two struggling companies think things will be better if they merge?
Well, it's a very expensive business to be in, beaming, sounds off satellites to all over the country. And this is a way to consolidate, really cut costs. The two companies cite estimates from Wall Street analysts that they can save between, say, $3 and $7 billion in consolidating these things. They've also been engaged in something of an arms or at least talent race where they're flinging money, especially at Howard Stern with that mammoth package you talked about, but other people too, famous folks like Bob Dylan or Oprah Winfrey, Martha Stewart, major packages for sports and entertainment. It all adds up. It all costs money. This, of course, means that they won't have to do so much of an arms race.
Well, what's the likely impact on subscribers? If there's only one provider, might that monthly fee go up, for example?
It could well. I mean, the promise from the companies is that, of course, that it'll all be under the same umbrella. So you'd get the two rivals, looking earlier today, you get Major League Baseball on XM, you get NFL on Sirius, you get hockey on XM, you get NASCAR on Sirius, and so forth. NPR, a few shows on Sirius, Bob Edwards, formerly of NPR on XM. This would theoretically all be under the same rubric. You wouldn't have to figure out which car to buy on the basis of which satellite radio service you might want to receive in it. It would all be there for you.
Well, now, we know that if the deal goes through, the new company would be valued at $13 billion, including $1.6 billion in net debt. What does that mean for the industry?
Well, it's really a moment where the question of what the industry is being redefined. Instead of simply saying we have competition inside the satellite radio industry, they're acknowledging we're in a radio war. We have to figure out how to deal with terrestrial radio. Companies like Clear Channel have responded to the satellite radio threat by removing a lot of advertisements, going to fewer commercials, and broadening what they offer to listeners. They're acknowledging that internet radio is going to be a big thing in the future. It's very likely, along with global positioning satellite devices, that people will be able to get things through the web in their cars within a few years, and that's going to be a real source of competition as well.
And the timeline for the Sirius XM merger, it would require approval. When might people actually see the difference?
Well, they say that, this deal will be wrapped up by the end of the year, pending that approval. Of course, it's required from the Federal Communications Commission. The key thing is that under the law, as the chairman pointed out just last month, the satellite radio industry is contingent on there being two license holders, there being two companies in there. That sent stocks for a dive. However, he did acknowledge that the commission also has the power to overturn that regulation. So he at once seemed to say it's unlikely to happen and say that he has the power to make it happen, too, along with the rest of the commissioners.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you very much, David.
You bet.